This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January 25th, 2017. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Good morning.
You're up a little early.
Yeah, and I've been here for 15 minutes.
Okay.
Me too, Ann.
Good morning, everyone. The first item on the agenda for today is a correction and approval of minutes. Madam Vice Chairman, do you have a motion?
I move that the Commission add to the agenda consideration of memorandum on approval for payment of travel expenses and that the Commission determine pursuant to 11 CFR section 2.7D that business so required and no earlier public announcement was possible. I further move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider the late submission of the following document, memorandum of on approval for payment of travel expenses, agenda document number 17-07-A.
Okay, thank you very much. Do I have a motion to add these to the agenda? Oh, so the matter. Thank you very much. Okay, so we're going to unwind this.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, let me continue here. Let's see, I think we had a motion for both to suspend the rules on timely submission of the agenda documents. That includes a memorandum on approval for payment of travel expenses. And so all in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Did I hear the hesitant aye?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, the motion is passed 6-0, unanimous. Commissioner Rowell, we have these two matters before us on open session. Shall we start with those first? My inclination is to get started and do those matters and take your matter up after that.
Oh, no question, Mr. Chair, and I will also be asking that we are awaiting State Department approval today, and so, I mean, we can decide this at the close of the other two matters, but I would ask that the open session be kept open until after the close to be able to consider this matter in its entirety with the information from the State Department.
Okay, well, we'll continue. We'll start with the first two matters and then discuss how to proceed on yours when we conclude with that.
Okay.
So we'll do that.
Thank you. Yes, of course. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes for the meeting of December 1st, 2016, agenda document 17-5-A.
Thanks. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, it's 6-0, unanimous. So now we're to the Green Party of Florida, agenda item number 1704A. Proceed, Council.
Thank you, Chairman Walther. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you is Agenda Document 17-4-A, a draft advisory opinion responding to a request from the Green Party of Florida. The requester seeks a determination from the Commission that the requester qualifies as the state party committee of a national political party under the Act and Commission regulations. The draft concludes that the requester qualifies as the state committee of a national political party because the Green Party of the United States qualifies as a political party, the requester is part of the official structure of the Green Party of the United States, and the requester is responsible for the day-to-day operation of the Green Party of the United States at the state level. We did not receive any comments on the request or on the draft. Thank you, and I would be happy to address any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Council. Any questions? I'm prepared for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of agenda document number 17-4-A.
Thank you. Any discussion of any kind? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. The motion passes 6-0. Thank you, Council. Next matter is Mike Pence for Indiana, agenda document 17-03-A.
Thank you, Chairman Walther. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Agenda document 17-3A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by Mike Pence for Indiana. The requester asks whether, under the Act and Commission regulations, it may spend non-federal funds in its campaign account for certain expenses related to winding down the campaign. The draft concludes that the requester may use non-federal funds in its campaign account to pay for the storage of campaign assets, legal or accounting expenses necessary to comply with state disclosure requirements applicable to state committees, and legal or accounting expenses for winding down the state campaign, provided that such spending is consistent with state law. We did not receive any comments on the request or on the draft, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Yeah, thank you, Council. Any questions, comments?
I believe Council for the requester is on the phone.
Mr. Chappelle, are you with us?
Yes, yes, I am. Joe Chappelle on behalf of Mike Pence for Indiana. I just wanted to point out to the Commission that we totally agree with the advisory opinion. It's wholly consistent with our analysis of the law. And we have no issues with it whatsoever. We thought that it was well-drafted and responded to our questions.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. I'm sorry I didn't recognize you earlier. Are we prepared for a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of agenda document number 17-03-A.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And myself, all opposed, none, passes 6-0. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, we have now the next item that was new on the agenda, the memorandum on approval for payment of travel expenses. Commissioner Ravel, do you want to discuss this for a moment and tell us what procedure you're interested in following?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm asking that we hold this until after the next scheduled closed session, after this meeting, because noted on the objections was a concern that the State Department had not yet approved this travel. And, of course, I, too, am very interested in knowing that, because if the State Department does not approve the travel, obviously I would not go to Ecuador. So I think for us to discuss this matter with full information, it would be prudent, and I would request that we discuss it this afternoon or whenever the closed session terminates so that we have an opportunity to have full information.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any discussion or thoughts on where to proceed?
Just an inquiry, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, sure.
Under the Sunshine Act, how do we resume an open meeting after a recess without public notice? I'm just wondering mechanically how we resume this public meeting after period of recess.
My impression is that if we zoom it to a time certain, we can do that. But I'm not sure
if that's the mechanic.
But if you can't, we can't just say, walk in the door and start again. So my thought would be to start at 1:30.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman and Corey.
If we were to move to do that, I'm not... No, we don't have a vote for that yet.
Are we going to take up our exec session this afternoon?
No, my thought is to start right now.
Oh, okay, right now.
Yeah.
And then resume in public session at 1:30 today.
1:30. Okay. Now that's just a suggestion. I think that's going to pass here. Is that satisfactory to you, Commissioner?
Yeah, if you're asking me, yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Anybody want a motion on that? I don't think it's necessary.
I don't think we need it. Just recess until 1:30.
So that's what we'll do. We'll recess this particular part of the open session until 1:30 this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah, let's go into that session. Resume the open session. Electronically, logistically, everything's ready to go. Commissioner Rabo?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, well, this is the consideration of your item on blue. Would you like to open up a discussion on that?
Well, I would. I mean, we certainly can have a fuller discussion, but we just, and I'm sorry, I'm on a train to San Francisco where I'm speaking, so there's overhead noise, but we just received information from Amy Pike that the State Department is having a fuller discussion with the newly proposed ambassador to Ecuador with respect to the issue of whether or not to attend, and has not made a decision at this point, and it may take a few days. So I think that while there may be other issues that other commissioners have other than the State Department that we certainly could discuss today if they have such issues, but it seems as if this may be a premature conversation because, you know, if the trip is the least bit problematic, clearly, I would respect the request of the State Department, as I indicated earlier, and not accept the invitation. So my request would be that we perhaps, for sunshine reasons, that perhaps we could continue or reset a open meeting, which others could attend by phone. I'll be in D.C., but that would be perhaps next Thursday or Friday, just for this purpose, unless people want to approve it on tally if the State Department says that they want that it's okay, and if they do not, then I will withdraw the circulation, the request.
You want to?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're all here. So, let me just clarify. Your suggestion is we table this to for a week to see what State Department.
Yes. Has. Exactly.
When's our next meeting?
Well, the problem with the next meeting, I believe, is that it's kind of late. I think it's in February sometime.
February 9th?
Right.
February 9th.
And the
All right, so if we tabled it to our meeting on November 9th?
Yes, February 9th.
Excuse me.
Will be quite late to be able to determine. I'm looking on my calendar right now to be able to make the arrangements and to give them the information to be able to determine. I believe that it's the... I'm trying to... Okay, the date that I was planning to go, they extended the invitation for a lot longer, but I was planning to go solely from the 16th to the 19th. The election is the 19th. That would be, if that's the will of the commission, I think it could probably work.
So the 9th would be the best next time to bring the attention?
Yeah, that's fine.
And that's an hour exec session. And we have an exec session that day? An open session that day.
Open session. Open meeting will be the 9th.
This is an open session, too, so that's fine with me, but let me check with the commissioners. Any thought on this that we want to discuss? Or I'm willing to hold this over until our next meeting on February 9th, and we can start after any formal issues take place on that day.
Okay.
What? But I want some comment. Okay, there's no objection. Okay, this meeting will be held over until... Okay. Well, procedurally, I think you can do either, and I don't care.
I'm sorry?
I think procedurally you can do it either way, and that's fine with me. We'll terminate this meeting, and we can start up again if you'd like to do that. Sure, we could do that.
Mr. Chairman.
This way you don't lose control of it.
I don't think any commissioner is going to lose control of the matter if it's brought up on a new agenda.
Okay.
I just think for sunshine purposes, it would probably be a cleaner process to terminate this public meeting if this is going to be on the agenda for the next public meeting and just take it up as an agenda item on the next public meeting.
All right. Let's do it that way then. Okay. We're going to conclude this meeting, and then we'll reconvene on with a new meeting on February 9th at 10 o'clock. Is that an agreeable? In the meantime, if you get word and they do not authorize you to go or it's not satisfactory, let us know and we'll cancel that position.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you.
Chairman Walther?
Yes.
We still have the remaining management and administrative matters.
Are there any remaining matters?
There are none.
Thanks. Okay, the meeting is adjourned.